The key to the locker was attached to a plastic bracelet, and after she locked the locker, she slipped the bracelet with the key attached around her wrist. A few moments later, she opened the doors to the sauna, looking forward to the warm steam heat, getting rid of the tension she felt from the never-ending string of arguments she constantly had with Damon, her husband. She didn't know how much longer she could stand the pressure and tension resulting from their tumultuous relationship. It wasn't her fault they had to leave San Francisco when his employer threatened to have him prosecuted for embezzling company funds. She didn't think her friends knew about it, and all she wanted to do while she was here at the spa was forget everything for a few days while she relaxed, enjoyed herself, and made good use of the fabulous facilities that the spa offered to its guests. So far, she'd been successful in hiding the fact that Damon had taken a job as a heating and air conditioning installer in Sacramento. The last few years hadn't been easy, and once again she wondered why she even bothered to stay with him. She'd thought Damon would be grateful for the money she'd given him to pay back the company he'd worked for and keep him from going to prison for years. After all, it was her inheritance money that she'd received from her deceased parents. Instead, it only seemed to fuel the anger he directed towards her, as if she was in some way responsible for him having to take a job that was many thousands of dollars below the salary level he was used to being paid when he'd been working in San Francisco. Nikki shook her head, glad she was away from Damon for the next few days. Even though she hated to admit it, lately she'd become frightened of him. Although he'd never been physically abusive to her, she was pretty sure it was just a matter of time. And what about me? It's not like the last few years have been a walk in the park for me, she thought, as she walked into the sauna and carefully shut the doors. She hung her robe on a wooden wall peg, spread a towel on the redwood bench that stretched the width of the sauna room, and sat down, letting the hot steam seep into her skin and warm her up. The heat in the sauna is wonderful. It feels like it's melting away the frozen feeling I've had for a long time, ever since Damon told me we had to sell our home in Hillsboro and leave San Francisco. My life was there, my friends, everything, and it was all over within minutes when he came home and told me we had to get out of town that afternoon. I'm so looking forward to my time here at the spa. I'm going to do nothing but pamper myself for the next couple of days, and I really need to make a decision about whether I should stay with Damon or leave him. I know I can't go on living my life like this much longer. The heat in this sauna is making me really uncomfortable. I wonder if there's a thermostat in here. It feels like it's 30 degrees hotter than it was when I came in a few minutes ago. She stood up and took a robe from the peg. The heat had become so intense she had trouble catching her breath, and she felt dizzy as she walked to the doors. She finally made it to the doors only to find they were jammed shut and wouldn't open no matter how hard she tried to open them. She frantically screamed out for help and banged on the doors, but to no avail. She tried to force the doors open by throwing her full weight against them, but the doors wouldn't budge. A sickening feeling swept over her as she realized she was hopelessly trapped in the sauna. Her lungs felt like they were on fire. That was the last conscious thought Nikki Evans had as she collapsed on the floor, while the superheated steam kept pouring into the sauna. Fortunately for her, the heat of the sauna was so intense, she died within a matter of a few minutes without regaining consciousness.